I want to tell you about the trip to Pensacola. And all of us who knew Brother E.C. Moore, we knew a great man of God. He began preaching in 1958, and so he preached for 52 years, or he actually quit about a year and a half ago, so he preached about 50 years. And he died at 85. Brother Moore, when he believed that the Lord had called him to preach, he did something that never gets told very much. He quit his job. He was an airplane mechanic. He quit his job. But he didn't just... He read about Elisha. When Elijah called Elisha, he was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. Can't even imagine what that would be like. He slew the oxen, took the yoke, built a fire, gave a gift, a sacrifice unto the Lord, and went on his way with Elijah. When Brother Moore started preaching, he sold his tools. Now, if anything ever defined a man's intention, and it followed him all the 50 years that he preached, that was it. Brother Moore told me one time, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, ought to be your operating verse. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound unto every good work. Brother Moore was the most compassionate, generous man I've ever met in my entire life, and my father ranked right up there with him, and I'm still saying Brother Moore was the most. And I've never heard Brother Moore preach a bad sermon. Heard him make mistakes. Never heard him preach a bad sermon. Brother Moore said one time, next week I'm going to teach you so-and-so. Barb and I started home. She said, you going to come next week? I said, oh yeah, going to come next week. That particular subject he never brought up again. Because when he studied it, he knew he was wrong. And that's the way he was. He told me one time that if I'd read 85 pages in the Bible, I could read the Bible through 7 times a year. 85 pages a day. So I said, okay, I'll try that. I couldn't get to 85 pages in a day. I asked him one time, I said, did you do that? And he said, yeah. I said, you read 85 pages a day in your Bible? He says, yeah. How do you read that fast? I'm sorry, I can't do that. In the first place, I'm slow. In the second place, I'm so slow, I fall asleep. But he did. I never met a man who knew the Scriptures the way he did. So the memorial service that took place on Wednesday was a celebration of the man's ministry. It wasn't a celebration of the man, and he wasn't an idol. It was a celebration of what he did with God's Word. There were 6 speakers, or seven, and I will include myself in this because I was one of them. We all said precisely what we needed to say, and no more. We did 6 or 7 speakers, 4 songs, and did it in 1 hour and 5 minutes, or 1 hour and 10 minutes. It was extremely well done. And Dick, did you get an answer yet about the recording?
No.
Okay.
But we will. We did record the service, but Ms. Moore wanted to hear it first before she agreed for it to be released.
Don't blame her. Okay.
I will be sending to the church a picture of all of the preachers that were there in attendance.
And if any of you want on our mailing list, make sure Dick's got your vitals, your email. Don't give it to me. I'll drop it somewhere. Give it to Dick. But at any rate, if it becomes available, you should get the message of that particular funeral. So that's all I need to say about that. I will miss him greatly. I miss my father, and I miss some other brethren that have gone before me, and I will miss Brother Moore. Have I forgot something, Barbara? It seems like there's something else.
There is one thing.
Okay.
We got a birthday boy here today.
Look at him. Look at him. Anthony, happy birthday to you.
birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Anthony. Happy birthday to you.
You see, if you don't want sung to, don't tell us it's your birthday. But we had to do that to Anthony. You might find this hard to believe, but Anthony gets a little ribbing from Dick Mallard back there. Anyway, I'm glad you're 50. Also, might add, in case you haven't seen it, Brother Pete's back. We've missed Pete for the last 2.5 months. He's been off protecting us. Right? That's what you were doing, wasn't it?
That's what they say.
Anyway, glad you're back home, Pete.